We'll discuss a little bit this morning about the problem of a stolen sukkah and a stolen dalad minim. So the Gemara tells us in sukkah, daf chavtes, daf lamed, about lulav hagazel. It says, v'lakachtam lachem bayom harishon, and you shall take it on the first day. What do you mean the first day? I thought it's the 15th day. That's what the Medrash writes. Rishon hu l'cheshbon avonos. It's the first day of the new accounting. We just finished Yom Kippur. That means Yom Rishon means the day, first day of Sukkot. And therefore, you should take the Dalad Minim. And the other 6 days are Mitzvah Midrabanan to take it. But Minat Torah, the first day, is biblical. And then the Gemara later on also learns out from the word Lachem that we see that the Dalad Minim, the four species, have to belong to you. So therefore, based on Lakhaktam Lachem, the Gemara deduces that a stolen Dalad Minim is not good. You can't use a stolen Dalad Minim or even a borrowed one. So the Gemara asks, what do we need the reason? Why does the Gemara give the reason of Lakhakta Mochem? This day we have a principle, Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira. We have a principle, a mitzvah done through the means of an Aveira is pasul, is no good. So why do we need the reason? Lakhakta Mochem, Mayom Harishon Lachem. It has to be ownership. To say a more general rule, Rav Yochanan writes, it's a Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira. So, they point out, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the opinion of the Orchas Chaim, that it's true, a mitzvah ba'ba ba'veira isn't good. But there's some opinions that say it's only not good for the person who stole it. But for other people, if I perform my mitzvah with a stolen lulav that someone else stole, so then that it would be good. So the effort, that's what they point out, that applies to everybody. In other words, the halacha of Lakhakta Mochem Yom HaRishon, it has to belong to you. Even if someone else stole it, it wouldn't help. It has to be total ownership. But on the rest, based on Mitzvah Ba'Aveira, it's only a problem for you, the one who the thief is, but not for the other people. So that's a discussion regarding the question of Mitzvah Haba Ba'Aveira and Lachem. However, there's another discussion in the Gemara regarding a sukkah. We know the Gemara as well, Chagas Sukkas Tasa Wacha, that the Gemara learns out as well that you have to, the sukkah has to belong to you. It gets into the whole discussion, how could you actually have a sukkah gezua? That's not our issue today. The issue is, you're in a stolen sukkah, it's no good. So the question is, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk on Daf Tes. In sukkah, quotes a pasuk that a stolen sukkah isn't good. Tosfos asks, what do we need a pasuk for? Isn't it a mitzvah haba ba'aveira? It's a mitzvah done through the means of an aveira. So what do I need a pasuk to tell me that it's no good? So Tosfos over there answers in Daf Tes that mitzvah baba there is only a din d'rabbanan. It's only a rabbinic nullification. But in Torah, there is no problem, and therefore the pasuk tells me in Torah it's no good. However, that's not so simple. Tosfos later on, by Lulav Hagazel, seems to say mitzvah baba there is a din d'araisa, which we assume. We assume Pasha to the din d'araisa, and therefore it's a din d'araisa, and therefore we're back to our original question. What do we need a pasuk for? This say a stolen sukkah is no good based on the klal of mitzvah haba ba'aveira. So Minchas Chinuch writes, he wants to discuss the chiddush, number one, in two areas. Number one, he points out the what's pshat when we say that someone's sitting in a stolen sukkah. Als mitzvah haba b'avera. So he says, when a sukkah is no good, the two, when, let's say whether it's yardu gesham, whether it's raining outside. So what's pshat that everyone agrees you're exempt from the sukkah, but what's the pshat? Is it when it's raining, so the sukkah is it's a sukkah psua? No, the sukkah is still good, except I can't eat there. In other words, is it on the gavra or on the chefsa? Is it on the individual that I can't eat in the sukkah right now, but still it has a shame sukkah? No. It's a nothing. It's like eating inside your house. So the Minchas Chinuch are going to discuss in a different context the famous shaila of an onen. That halacha is someone who is, during the time period someone lost a loved one and it's been between the death and the burial. So the onen is pater min ha-mitzvahs. Machlokes, Rashi, and Tosis in the beginning of the third parak in Brachas, why not? Either because it's too much for him, he's tirda, and therefore perhaps if he's up to it, maybe he can volunteer. Well, according to Tosis, the way we assume, according to Rishalmi, it's not covered on mace. Well, Yerush, you shouldn't do mitzvahs in front of the mason. So either way, Onin can't do mitzvahs. Are we passing like Tosis? It's usher for an Onin to do mitzvahs. However, we all know it's only usher for an Onin to do mitzvahs aseh. However, the negative commandments still apply to an onen. So the question is, like the Piskei Tshuva points out, what happens if an onen wants to eat bread? So if he wants to eat bread, so we have a problem because you have a mitzvah drabanan to wash your hands before you eat bread, and you also have an issur drabanan to eat bread without washing your hands. So what do you do? It's a compromise. You wash your hands without a bracha. Why compromise? The answer is not a compromise. Because the only time you make a bracha is when you're doing a mitzvah. To avoid an iser, we don't make a bracha. So therefore, they point out, that's the mitzvah drabanan of washing your hands you're exempt from, hence no bracha. Why are you washing your hands? So you don't violate the iser drabanan of eating bread without washing your hands. There is no bracha when you're doing something to avoid an iser. Minchas Chinuch raises this question regarding an onen. An onen is pater min ha-mitzvahs, but he can't violate an iser aseh either. So what should an onen do? Is an onen chol hamoed been before the burial he has to eat? Should he eat inside his house or should he eat inside the sukkah? So the Minchas Chinuch has a chiddush. Most assume that if one doesn't eat in the sukkah, you mevatel mitzvahs aseh. But the Minchas Chinuch writes, he thinks not only you mevatel mitzvahs aseh, but you violate an iser aseh. You also violate an iser of eating chutzah sukkah. So the Minchas Chinuch says, only has to eat in the sukkah without a bracha. Outs the mitzvah of sukkah, he's exempt from. But there's an iser aseh to eat chutzah sukkah, so that's why only has to eat inside, but he eats inside, but without a leishay basukkah, and for that matter, without any bracha, because he has to make brachas. So they point out, so the Minchas Chinuch raises, he wants to answer up the question of Tos. Tos asks, why do we need the pasuk hagasukkas tasalacha? To say simply, mitzvah ba'avera. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say, no, perhaps if it's based on the psul of mitzvah haba b'avera, so that's only a psul gavra. That's only telling me I'm eating in the sukkah, except they're telling me I shouldn't eat there. So mitzvah haba b'avera takes away my kiyum ha-mitzvah, but I'm still considered eating in the sukkah. But if it's based on the psul chaga sukkas tasalacha, so then it's telling me it's a sukkah psula. It doesn't even have achalu shem sukkah. In fact, that's what does the Vilna Gaon explained the Shita Satosis. Shita Satosis is regarding Laila Rishona, the first night. He says, if you start the meal and it's raining, you eat inside. But if it stops in the middle, you have to go out and eat. So why does he have to go, what's the pshat in Tosis? the Tosfos clearly says you can't eat in the rain, but you have to eat when it stops. And the Rush writes you eat in the sukkah even if it's raining. So the Vilna Gaon explains Tosfos. Tosfos holds that you read this geshama when it rains. It's not Pshat telling me I can't eat in the sukkah. It's a sukkah psua. It's not. There isn't a sukkah, so eating in the sukkah is not going to help you. So therefore, when you go, when it stops raining, you have to go back outside. But either way, the way the Gra is explaining Tosis, that it's not just on the Gavra, like mitzvah b'avera, but it's a sukkah psua. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch answers. That's why we need the pasuk for the first days, or we need the pasuk by sukkahs, chagas sukkahs tasa lecha, to tell me that not only is it a kiva in the Gavra, but there is no sukkah. Based on the pasuk of Chag HaSukkos Tasawacha, it teaches me that it's not even, it's considered eating chutzka sukkah if it's stolen. So they point out that, in fact, that's the whole discussion they get into. If same thing with you know, whether it's comparable or not to the, you know, to the mitzvah of sittis as well. So that's how. So either way, so Tosis answers one answer. It's a mitzvah, but there is only drabanan. We assume it's minat Torah. So why do we need a pasuk? So Chag HaSukkos teaches me it's a sukkah psua, not just that I can't fulfill the mitzvah. The Ritva, quoting from the Bali Tosis, has a different chiddush. He says that we don't apply the klal of mitzvah b'avera by all. It's not a general rule. The only certain mitzvahs we apply the klal of mitzvah b'avera. And those are any mitzvahs that involve ritzoy. That the whole purpose of the mitzvah is to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like, say, like karbanos is the classic example. So to take a stolen object, like it's a joke, of course, mitzvah b'avera. So he claims, as we'll see, it's not so simple. The Vilna Gaon seems to be cholek. But the Bali Tos is right. That, so when it comes to the mitzvah of lulav hagazel, not only is there a mitzvah of netila, but wakakta lechem b'yom harishon, it's also an element of ritzoy. We do it in the middle of davening, in hallel, the nanunim, we do the hoshanis. So therefore it makes sense that therefore mitzvah b'av aver applies to lulav. But sukkah, apparently according to the Bali Tosfos, it's just a mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, but it's not ritzoy, and therefore that's why the Gemara needs the pasuk, because there is the klal of mitzvah abah b'aveir doesn't apply. It's either you have Tosfos saying it's the Rabbanan, or with the Ritva, a mitzvah b'aveir doesn't apply here. It's not a mitzvah of ritzoy, and therefore you need the pasuk. Or we say like the Minchas Chinuch, the difference is that it's telling me, I need the pasuk to tell me, that's not, it's considered a sukkah psua, it's not even a kosher sukkah. But for mitzvah b'avera, it's just taking away the key and garo. On this point, on whether that sukkah is not ritzoy, that's not, all don't agree to this. There's a famous Vilna Gaon that we say in our davening, and we connect sukkah and the karban, that they point out, that it says, Atabacharta mikol amim, ahafta osanu, viratzi sabanu. So the Gran Shirashirim writes, this is referring to, the Gran Shirashirim writes, is referring to the Shalosh Ugolam. Hafto Sano is Pesach, he took us out. Hafto Sano, Ashebach Abart, he chose us. Hafto Sano, the Torah, and what's Ratzizabano, how is that Sukkis? So he points out with the famous Kasha, of the tour, like why do we celebrate Sukkot now? It should be celebrating in the spring. The tour answers because it also looks like it wouldn't be nicker at the Shei Mitzvah. So the Gemara writes it's difficult. You're going to change the day of the holiday because it doesn't look right. You can't do that. So he says no. He says there's a machokas in the Gemara, Anei HaKavod or Sukkot Mamish. But he says Anei HaKavod we're talking about isn't Anei HaKavod that traveled with the Jews in Mitzrayim and they left Mitzrayim. It's the Anei HaKavod, the Jews were just forgiven for the Cheta Ego, and now, he figures it out, and the day the Hakamas HaMishkan started, which was Tesva of Tishrei. So, Da'ani Yakovit here means that God returned his glory, his divine presence to us, and that's why it shows Ritzua here. And that's why we find the connection to Karbanos, that it's the Gemara compares it to a Karban, etc., other things like that, because the purpose of a Sukkah and Sukkahs is Ritzua, as the different levels of forgiveness. Here we want to renew our relationship like it was in the beginning. And that's the pshat. So the Vilna Gaon Kliya will not work with the Ritzur pshat. He'll have to work with the second explanation, Prasak Daminchas Chinach, that it's only a psul gavra, not a psul on the chefsa. So that's why. That was the famous kasha of Tosis. What do we need the pasuk to tell me a sukkah zoo is no good? This says simply mitzvah ba'aveir. Either it's only a din d'rabbanan. Or two, it only applies to mitzvah that's have ritzah, and according to Tosis, apparently sukkah, only lulav has ritzah, not sukkah. Or according to the Minchas Chinuch, it's just telling me, mitzvah, right, this tells me I can't fulfill the mitzvah, but it's still considered a sukkah. But a sukkah's tasaloch is telling me it's no shame sukkah, like the Gemara writes according to Tosis, by Yerides Gashamim, like when it rains, it's not considered a sukkah. And that's the whole the Minchas Chinuch about owning in a different context, that obviously you're assuming sitting in the sukkah, so the owning that there's an isra of eating chutzre sukkah, so therefore he should eat in the sukkah without a bracha.